Are there ecological merits to trawling the seabed? Trawling the seabed for fish is an environmental disaster. It wrecks ecosystems, destroys fish stocks, and leaves behind a marine desert. But there is growing evidence that the effect is sometimes very different, with trawling increasing fish stocks from the North Sea to the California coast. A new modelling study may for the first time have demonstrated why. Trawlers attach large nets to a metal beam dragged across the seabed to catch bottom-dwelling fish. Greenpeace likens it to driving a huge bulldozer through a forest, leaving a flat, featureless desert on the seabed. Trawling clearly does not remove fish, such as large crustaceans and shellfish, says Daniel Venderiden of the Wageningen Institute for Marine Resources and Ecosystem Studies in the Netherlands. But this is a lucky break for smaller species lurking in the sandy seabed, such as worms. They survive and with fewer rivals flourish. And if, as often is the case, these smaller critters are the main food for the fish, then the overall effect is to nurture more marine life. Imant Preed at the University of Aberdeen, UK, says there is growing evidence that while far from universal, the phenomenon is real. On continental shelves such as the southern North Sea, where shifting sands and gravels are stirred up by strong tidal currents, even trawling more than once a year may be beneficial for some fish stocks, he says.